court neuters Biden's radical transgender regulations. By Warner Todd Houston on January 9, 2025. Joe Biden's radical Title IX rules change suffered another serious setback Thursday after a federal court blocked the policy from going into effect nationwide. Tennessee State Attorney General Jonathan Skirmit, who led the case against the Biden administration rules, said the decision was a resounding victory for the protection of girls' privacy in locker rooms and showers, and for the freedom to speak biologically accurate pronouns. Another massive win for TN and the country. This morning, a federal court ruled in our favor and vacated the Biden admin's radical new Title IX rule nationwide. The court's order is a resounding victory for the protection of girls' privacy in locker rooms and showers, and for the pic.twitter.com/xcseekvow. TN Attorney General, at AG Tennessee, January 9, 2025. The latest case, State of Tennessee v. Miguel Cardona, was filed by AG Scrimeti and the AGs of Montana, Louisiana, Idaho, and Mississippi. And in the end, the justices were not moved by any of the Biden administration's arguments in favor of the new Title IX rewrite. U.S. State District Court of the Eastern District of Kentucky Chief Judge Danny C. Reeves, for one, blasted the Biden administration's efforts to push the left's ideological agenda and said it was a clear violation of the intent of the original Title IX rules. It is abundantly clear that discrimination on the basis of sex means discrimination on the basis of being a male or female, the George W. Bush appointee wrote in his decision. Expanding the meaning of on the basis of sex to include gender identity turns Title IX on its head. Montana Attorney General Austin Knudsen also praised the decision, saying, "This is a big win for women's rights. This decision will keep young women and girls protected from dangerous situations, just as Title IX has done for decades." The latest decision echoes that from a case in June, where U.S. District Judge Terry A. Dowdy ruled in Louisiana that Biden's Title IX rules were an abuse of power when he blocked the rules from going into effect across six states. Dougherty said that the administration's rules could not be reconciled with the meaning of the original rules and that the attempt to summarily change them was a violation of the separation of powers. The U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Kentucky ruled. Nonetheless, despite society's enduring recognition of biological differences between the sexes, as well as an individual's basic right to bodily privacy, the final rule mandates that schools permit biological men into women's intimate spaces, and women into men's, within the educational environment based entirely on a person's subjective gender identity. This result is not only impossible to square with Title IX but with the broader guarantee of education protection for all students, the court added. Biden first introduced his transgender-pushing Title IX changes in January of 2021 as one of his earliest acts as president. But a long list of court challenges stymied the president's agenda and kept his changes from taking hold. The rewritten rules would change the definition of sex discrimination to include gender identity and would force all schools to allow males identifying as females to play in women's and girls' sports and would also require schools to allow these transgenders to choose which bathroom or locker room facilities they wish to use at any given time. It would also have forced teachers and school staffs to bow to the left's agenda for the use of unique pronouns. The injunction comes just in time to allow the incoming Trump administration to jettison the rules and restore Title IX to its previous iteration. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.